Good morning. We're continuing with Chayadim, Klal Nun Aleph, and we learned Siman Hey. So the Chayadim ended up discussing the case of the Shavitin of the pods of the beans, what bracha to make in them. So if you eat it with the beans, so then there's no Shailud. Mr. Burr says that you make a bracha of Brei Piedoma on the beans, and the pods are included based on the rules of Ikar and Tofel. If you eat them by themselves, so the Chayadim says that the bracha is Hoadama. The Chayadim says the bracha is Shahakol. He quotes that the Taz says the bracha is Hoadama. V'tzarachim. The Shabur understands that the Chayadim is coming out, the bracha is Shahakol. But the Shabur says, since it's a machloikis between the Taz and the Chayadim, and there are other Chayadim as well, which argue and say that the Evan Oizer, the Panamiris, say that the bracha is a shahako. Therefore, the Mishabur suggests that the best thing to do is to eat it always with the kitnias, and then make a bracha on the kitnias, on the beans, and therefore there will be no need to make a bracha on the shavitim anymore. You'll avoid the suffix. Okay? That's one point. Second point, that there is a concept in halacha which is known as nati lehuadaita dahachi. We're going to see more about this as we go along. That, as we mentioned already, that the bracha of Brei Pri Adama, Brei Pri Eitz, is because this is the product of the plant. So Chazal touched that into, found that included in a concept called, What was it planted for? You're cultivating this, you're planting this. What do you want to get out of it? That's the product which we're looking for. So we're comfortable saying Brei Pri Hagafen on wine, even though wine does not grow on vines, because this is the product of the vine. This is what the vine is this is what the vine was planted for. It was planted to grow grapes, which from the grapes will make wine. So this is the pre of the gofen. So the defining what is the product is in Chazal's lashon is not yidhu adaita dahachi. Was it planted for that purpose or not? So what we're saying over here is that we have to look at what was the intent when you planted this plant. What were you intending to eat? So if you're dealing with something which it tends to be used as a unit, the whole thing is the fruit. So that's what you planted for. So in the bracha of Brei Pri Adama is appropriate to say on all parts of it. That would be the understanding of the Taz, that the bracha is going to be Brei Pri Ho'adama. So the Taz says that we can use the Natil Huadaita Dahachi that was planted for that purpose as a full decision of how to make the bracha. Apparently, the Chayadim is understanding it also has to be referred to as a fruit. And since it's not the Iker HaPri, we're not arguing that there is the primary part of the Pri is actually the bean, and this is a klipa to it. So based on the rules of defining defining fruit versus non-fruit, because we said that the other definition of the word Pri doesn't mean the product, but it means the actual fruit, the produce. We would call the produce at the produce section, the actual vegetation. This is not the primary part of the pre. This is just the klipa, and therefore the bracha is a shahakol. So the Taz seems allowing the concept of nati lo adaita dahachi to take over the bracha totally, and the Chayadim seems to be hesitant on that point. And the halacha lemaisa, he's saying that the bracha is going to be just a shahakol. Now, the case of the gefen, obviously we're looking at that differently. The Torah itself refers to the wine as being the item which is being produced by the gefen. So over there, the Torah defines it as the product and the produce are simultaneous, or synonymous. Better, not simultaneous, but synonymous. But over here, barring the definition of the Torah as such, the pri is the pri, and the sharvet is the sharvet. The pods are the pods. But even though it's not like the hachi, so the chayadim feels that the bracha will be shahako. So this concept will come up as we go along in other areas of fruits and vegetables. So I just wanted to clarify that point and bring it out. Lamaisa, have a good day.